Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome back. Here are the 6 quick questions. We wrap up every episode with a series of 6 quick questions. I think they might have changed since I interviewed you the first time, but, you know, we'll see. Maybe they aren't.
My answers may have changed anyway.
Exactly, exactly. Question number 1, what's your why? Why are you waking up every day and working on these 2 powerhouse brands?
I think, obviously, with TBH, like back in the day, and it still is the case, is I had such a personal link to the problem that I'm solving with the business that I will always remember that. And there's always customers that message us week by week and they tell us how much their lives have changed because of the product and how differently they feel about themselves. And because I witnessed that firsthand with my own experience with acne, that's obviously what grounds me in terms of like why we even bother doing what we're doing. But I think at the moment with York Street and, you know, why I go to work every day and, you know, stumble forward is because that opportunity for personal growth is ugly but amazing at the same time. And I just feel like I'm getting such an education every day that I don't know another opportunity that would afford me that type of learning ever. So I just am embracing it every day. And I know that even though I don't get things right every day and I have a lot to learn, I'm still there and I'm showing up and I'm giving everything a go. And even just doing that, I think is an achievement sometimes.
Oh, hell yeah, definitely is. Question number two, what's been your favorite marketing moment to date?
Oh, I would say the Priceline launch. I would say it's something that I'm very proud of because I think that we approached it differently to how a lot of other people have approached retail launches in the past. And I think that I'm almost seeing it like replicated in a way, which I love. Like I'd love seeing that when it's like, oh, this was something that we did and I'm seeing other people do it. And that's really, really cool. And so I would say, yeah, the Priceline launch is probably something that I'm the most proud of and seeing the results from it as well and seeing it actually work.
I'm excited to see, you know, the next big moment of that scale.
Yeah.
Question number three is, what's your go-to business resource? Where are you learning outside of going to the office and building this business? Podcast, newsletter, a book?
I'm not getting enough time for learning at the moment.
It's all on the job. It's practical learning.
Yeah. No, is what I'm genuinely going to say is like, I'm not, but I would say one of the, like, if I had to share any resource that I'm loving at the moment is that I'm my focus in growth at the moment is more actually on team building and leadership and how to like shape a culture. It's a really critical time in the business when we're bringing all these new people in and I have a lot to learn. So it's something that I have heaps of experience in. So I would say I'm actually leaning into like, resources in those areas. So I've, listening actually to audiobooks, which I've never done before and I'm loving. So I've got one that I'm loving at the moment, which is Radical Candor, which I'm sure heaps of people know of, but that's an incredible book. And then I listened to one called Surrounded by Idiots, which is like a bestseller at the moment. And it sounds awful, but it's not at all. It's not actually what the title sounds like. And it's just, yeah, about like learning how to like connect and communicate with different people in a company. Like when you've got all these different people around the table who think totally differently, how do you actually like get the best out of everyone? So yeah, I would say those are the resources that I'm sort of leaning on at the moment. I'm massively into audiobooks, which is great.
Love that. Going to link them in the show notes. Going to check it out. Yeah. I haven't heard them before being recommended on the show, so appreciate it. Question number four is, how do you win the day? What are your AM or PM rituals and habits that keep you feeling happy and successful and motivated?
Yep, exercise, which obviously is a common one. But for me, it's like exercise is just that start to the day where I feel like I've had time for myself before I'm get like really hectically into the workday because it is very, very demanding. So yeah, I actually go to a 5:15 gym class and I'm never used to be an early morning person, but I think just having that time in the morning allows me to have like a calm entry into the day. So I go to the gym and then come home and actually have a tea on the couch with the news and my puppy and like just have some downtime actually in the morning, which was never, I was always someone that like got up and ran out the door and I just never felt in control of my day when I was like that. So making this time for myself in the morning is really important. And then I have also just like I know when to leave the office and come home. Like I was in a bit of a bad habit of just like staying there until silly like hours. And then, you know, some days you're going to do it, but I think having more structure around coming home, cooking dinner, and then I'm very rarely a nighttime work person. So I try and like clock off. I'm in bed by like 9.
Nice. Got to get that sleep in.
Yeah. Sleep is so important to me.
Me too. It's like something that I really prioritize and like try to make the best of. Question number five is, what's been your worst money mistake and how much did it cost you?
I would say it's actually still, I reckon this one would be the same one that I gave you last time, if you did ask me this last time, which was assuming that scaling into different marketing performance channels. So like we were doing, you know, a certain spend on Meta and getting a certain return. And I was like, great, I'll do the same thing with Google Ads, or I'll do the same thing with this. And thinking that I could just pour money into a channel and then it would give me that return hurt us in the early stages of the business. So I think we poured about 12K down the drain with the wrong people managing the wrong platform. And at that stage of the business, 12K was like a huge, huge deal. So I would say that was probably one of the biggest mistakes I made, is just like thinking that I could apply the same learnings between channels. They're completely different things. Yeah.
Yeah. Tough lesson to learn, but a good one to learn.
Yeah.
Last question, question number six. What is a crazy story, good or bad, from your journey in building these businesses?
Oh gosh, I would have quite a lot. I'm going to use actually a Priceline example, because we were fulfilling every order, like so all the D2C orders we fulfilled ourselves with our own casual packing team. And then we were getting ready for Priceline. This was before the merge and everything. And we got our first PO from Priceline and we were like, yep, we're going to pack it like ourselves, you know. But our products didn't even have barcodes on them because we were sending them ourselves. They didn't need barcodes. So then we were having to manually stick our barcodes onto the products and then repack them with like tamper seals on them. We were doing it all by hand with casual labor, like casual workers. And so
how many units?
It would have been over 20,000.
Shit.
Yeah. Crazy. And so we were doing this with casual workers, and there's just so much room for error when you're doing that. Like, so then what ended up happening was, so when Priceline order, they order to like different states which have distribution centers, and then they send out to stores from there. So we had pallets of like products that we had like put together. We were like looking at the different pallets, stacking like instructions and doing it ourselves, and then like cling wrapping the whole thing together, and then organizing like the freight pickups of pallets. And like, oh my gosh, I'm like, why did we not hire someone to do this? And like, why were we doing it ourselves? And so we sent off these pallets, and then we found out that, or we realized, I think, that 12 of the boxes of the SPF had gone without barcodes.
Oh no.
Because the person packing them hadn't realized that they were meant to put the barcodes on the products.
Oh no.
And so we had to, but we didn't know what distribution centers they had gone to. And then they were going to like, they were going out to stores with no barcodes, and we were trying to like track them down, and it was an absolute nightmare. So like, I've done things like that. I've done print runs of like over 10,000 like bottles with spelling errors on them. I've like, yeah, there has been so many things that I've gotten wrong. I remember even like in the very first delivery we ever got of a pallet, I didn't know what a pallet was. And so I arrived at the storage center and they were like, do you need a forklift? And I was like, I don't know. And they were like, oh, is it coming on a pallet?
You're like, do I?
I'm like, do I? And they're like, oh, well, is it coming on a pallet? And I was like, what's a pallet? I said that. And they were like, okay. And they were like, a pallet is like the thing that all the boxes sit on. You need like a forklift to get it out the truck. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. And then this truck arrived with all these pallets on it. And they were like, you need a forklift. And so anyway, they like came, luckily they came and helped me. But then I like couldn't even get those pallets into the storage that I had organized, because the storage was on the second story and the weight was too heavy to be on not a ground level. Like it couldn't even go in the lift. So then I had to like take out a new storage thing like there and then on the spot into like ground floor. And oh my gosh, like the amount that I learned that I had no idea about is just extensive. Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa. Oh my gosh. That sounds crazy. That's some good ones there. Loved it.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for coming on the episode. I'm excited to see what comes out from you around Black Friday, Cyber Monday kind of time. I'll be keeping my eyes peeled. Loved this.
Thank you for having me. So good to chat as always.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female-founded business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/hypeclub. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female-founded business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/hypeclub. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.